The Chinese government has called on the United States to stop interfering in China's affairs. This after the United States accused Beijing of militarizing the South China Sea. Stephen Rebe reports now from Beijing.
In response to escalating American threats, China says the United States should stop hyping up the so-called militarization of the South China Sea. The Chinese Foreign Ministry made the comment in response to the US accusation that China is militarizing the South China Sea and Washington's claim to continue to conduct freedom of navigation operations.
I don't want to respond to the extreme statements made by certain US officials. We hope that countries outside the region like the US can play a constructive role. They should not try to stir up trouble in the South China Sea. Regional countries can discern what the US is trying to do here.
Last weekend, China said it expelled two US warships entering what it said were its territorial waters around the South China Sea's Paracel Islands. The US said the vessels were exercising their right to free navigation in international waters. On Wednesday, the outgoing head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, Admiral Harry Harris, called China the biggest long-term challenge to the American military.
The South China Sea is rich in oil and fish and straddles some of the world's most important shipping lanes. China's claim to almost the entire body of water is contested in different areas by the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia and Brunei.
During the presidency of Barack Obama, China built up a network of man-made islands in the sea before deploying military hardware on them. This April, the US Navy admitted China was capable of controlling the South China Sea in all scenarios short of war with the United States. America has hardened its stance under President Trump with stepped-up so-called freedom of navigation exercises.
China condemns America's provocations and violations of its sovereignty. The People's Liberation Army's Navy has responded by going 2-2 to face off against the U.S. Navy during its incursions. If you talk about America rolling back China's buildup in the South China Sea, I don't think America has the daring or ability to do that because it would entail large-scale military clashes with China.
China also has disagreements with the U.S. over trade, the Korean Peninsula, and the Iranian nuclear deal. On the South China Sea, however, there appears to be the least room for compromise. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.